It's Wednesday, June 3rd, AD 2026. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard on 140 radio stations and at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Russia carried out airstrikes on residential buildings across Ukraine yesterday. The attacks killed at least 22 civilians and injured 138 more people. Evangelical Focus reports that one of the missiles severely damaged the building of New Life Church in the capital city of Kyiv. Thankfully, no one was in the structure at the time. The church is known for providing shelter and aid to people fleeing the war in the east. This attack came only 10 days after Russian airstrikes hit the building of another evangelical church in eastern Ukraine. A growing share of young people in Denmark are expressing interest in God and the Bible. A report from the Danish Bible Society found that about half of 16 to 30-year-olds believe there is a God or a, quote, higher power, end quote. These young people are more open to faith than the rest of the population. They are also more likely to attend church and to be interested in the Bible than older generations. Among young people, men proved to be the most religious. One in three young men in Denmark attended a church service recently, and one in five reads the Bible weekly. Evangelist Franklin Graham shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with nearly 20,000 people in Madrid, Spain over the weekend. Listen.
The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. He took your sins to the cross. He died in your place. He shed his own blood. He did this for you.
Nearly 1,000 evangelical churches across 15 denominations participated in the event. The number of evangelical churches in Spain has been growing in recent decades in the Catholic-majority country. In the United States, President Donald Trump signed an executive order on childhood vaccines last Friday. The order directs the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to update the childhood vaccine schedule based on an assessment by the Department of Health and Human Services. This assessment found that the United States recommends more childhood vaccines than any peer nation. It also noted that most peer nations do not implement vaccinations by mandate. An American professional baseball team fired a top official last week for religious discrimination. Sean Hudson worked as the director of community relations for the Washington Nationals. A recent undercover video exposed him for discriminating against the team's Catholic pitcher named Trevor Williams. Hudson excluded Williams from social media promotions because of his religious beliefs. Listen.
One of our pitchers, Trevor Williams, he is very Catholic. The Dodgers had a group out to the stadium who were drag queens who sometimes dressed up as nuns. He went on like a social media, like, this is wrong, this is my religion, you all are mocking it. Because of that, we don't use him on social.
Since the undercover video came out, the Nationals fired Hudson and apologized to Williams. Abortion providers killed an estimated 99,470 babies in the womb in January 2026. This number comes from the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute. Last year's average number of abortions per month was 93,872. Life News commented, quote, "The Guttmacher figures are indeed estimates, given the number of abortions taking place at home via the mail, with limited data regarding what proportion of pills mailed are actually consumed by the recipient, saved for later use, discarded, or even prevented by abortion pill reversal medication," end quote. And finally, the Museum of the Bible is launching new exhibits and events this year for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. The museum is hosting a series of lectures starting this month about the Bible's role in the founding of the United States. Next month, the museum plans to debut two exhibits on the Bible's influence on early America. Their website says, quote, "From America's earliest days, no text has left a deeper mark on the nation's ideals, laws, and culture than the Bible. As America marks its 250th anniversary, the Museum of the Bible invites you to explore this story like never before, end quote. Psalm 111 verses 2 and 4 says, "The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." And that's the worldview on this Wednesday, June 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Subscribe for free by Spotify, Amazon Music, or by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
This has been a production of the Generations Media Network. For more information, go to generations.org/media.
Thanks for listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes. If you want to go deeper than the headlines and build a biblical worldview in your home, Generations has resources to help you anchor your family in truth. Books, curriculum, and tools for every stage of life. And right now, listeners get 15% off any order with the code WV5. Just use WV and the number 5 at checkout at generations.org. Thanks for staying grounded in God's Word with us every day.